It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Starting today, residents in 15 Colorado counties must follow more pandemic restrictions as the counties move into the severe risk category under the state's new COVID-19 dial. Mesa County is among them, but it is not locking down as tightly as the others. CPR's Tina Sieg explains.
The new restrictions for counties like Denver include a ban on indoor dining. But in Mesa County, the health department has created a program to allow certain businesses to operate with fewer restrictions. Jeff Coor with Mesa County Public Health says those businesses must agree to follow certain health guidelines.
So it's never about like we're giving anybody a grade. It's almost like this place has earned it and this place hasn't. And I think if people see things that they don't like, then they should vote with their dollars.
Coor says that instead of punishing businesses that don't follow public health rules, his department will work with them to find solutions. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Colorado's transgender communities are holding virtual ceremonies today for this year's Transgender Day of Remembrance. Here's Denverite's Maggie Donahue.
Trans communities and allies usually gather together on this day to exchange stories and hugs and read the names of individuals who have died because of anti-trans violence in the last year. At least 37 transgender people have been killed in the U.S. in 2020, but this year, vigils are going virtual. Many attendees will tune in alone in their rooms without support, so Colorado organizers are offering support groups, chat-friendly streaming platforms, and lists of resources to the community. I'm Maggie Donahue, Denverite.
As school districts move to remote learning, the move is leaving behind some students in rural Colorado. Matt Booth teaches social studies in Ellicott, a little east of Colorado Springs.
Most of our students, they do have internet. It's just super unreliable. We really only have like one provider out there, and that's kind of what they're stuck with. So if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. We're disadvantaging a chunk of our students who are missing essentially a third of their education this year.
The Ellicott School District does offer students internet hotspots, but the connections are not always stable. Southeast Colorado and Baca, Bent, and Kiowa counties moved to the state's high-risk category for coronavirus and raised their restrictions on social distancing and restaurant capacity starting tomorrow. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.